Oh, we are getting so much closer to training camp, and we just have one real story to look at other than this week's, the offensive line. Really the only thing that's going to make Peyton Manning in this new-look offense kicked back to number two instead of being number one. Hi, everyone. Here with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Training camp, hey, it's close, and it's time to get to the second-to-last topic we've been thinking about all offseason that we can't look forward to seeing with our own eyes once camp gets going, and that's, of course, Peyton Manning and Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison working together with this offense on the field in pads. Now, guys, we know when they finished the offseason program, installation was in. Everybody was in a great mood. They felt good about how far they've come in terms of blending these styles together. But you're really going to learn so much more once camp gets going, right, Phil?
Yeah, of course. I mean, one thing that we heard was Gary Kubiak saying, look, we're going to take what we like to do, and we're going to mesh it with what Peyton Manning has had success doing in the past, and we're going to have a blend of those two come together. Now, that's easier said than done, and actually getting it and seeing the production on the field is a different thing. But one thing we saw during OTAs was Manning taking a lot of snaps under center. We know that play action is a huge part of Gary Kubiak, what he likes to do, Rick Dennison, what they like to do in this offense. So, and Peyton Manning looked very comfortable doing that under center, and we even saw him roll out and do a couple of bootleg type things. So he said that whatever Kubiak or Dennison asked him to do, he can do it.
What identifiers will you look for, Andrew, in terms of maybe just getting in and out of the huddle, whether it's the kind of conversations they have in between team periods, but when they are in team, whether it's 11-on-11 or 7-on-7, when they go to those drills and they're moving quick, when it's full speed and guys are trying to fight for jobs, kind of much more game-like than what we've seen so far, what will you look for?
You want to see how quickly they get set up. It was interesting. Right before OTAs ended, Tyson Brailo was one of the rookies who met with some club seat holders and suite holders and sponsors and talked about just the adjustment in kind of getting on the same page with Peyton Manning and getting all the checks and calls down correctly and being able to be able to get lined up quickly. We saw a little bit of that 2-minute work late in OTAs. Some kind of clunky possessions, but also they did a good job moving the ball down the field at one point on the last Monday of OTA. So that there's progress there. Most of the other guys out there on offense, when Demaryius Thomas gets back, Emmanuel Sanders, C.J. Anderson, even Owen Daniels, who's coming into a new offense but knows a new team but knows Gary Kubiak's offense and he's a quick learner. Those guys are going to be up to speed. It's how fast the offensive line develops and how well it can handle everything at the line of scrimmage that's going to determine how much up-tempo stuff the offense can do, because this offense, in the end, it's not going to look a lot like a typical Gary Kubiak offense. Like you guys have said, it's a blending. It's a mashup. And it's going to focus on the strengths of the players. And, of course, obviously, we know that one big strength on Peyton Manning is no huddle. So we're going to see up-tempo stuff. We're going to see a lot of shotgun stuff as well as we go on. The thing to remember, they emphasized under center because that's where they thought they needed the work. But I think we're going to see, when you get to training camp, a little more in the shotgun, preparing for an offense that may well be 50-50 under center versus shotgun by the time we get to week one.
Yeah, well, and the other thing that we'll see is a lot of running game, And
right.
At this point in Manning's career, that's only going to be his best friend, Being able to mix it up, hand it off. We've seen C.J. Anderson come along, Monte Ball, the rest of that backfield. They're more than capable of carrying the load there. So having that extra attack with the running game mixed in is only going to help Peyton Manning, not just by handing the ball off, but also maybe keeping the defense more honest.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like an old-school setup. Run the ball so you can set up the play action. Only this time, when that happens, Peyton Manning's the quarterback. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We can't wait to see it unfold as camp gets going. Players will be in helmets and shells for the first 2 days before they roll on the pads on day three. But either way, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're all going to learn plenty. That's going to do it for this countdown to camp. We got one more left. Camp's getting close. For Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris.